The train that is summer in Cook County is continuing to roll on down the tracks. From my informal poll of business owners at the Cook County Visitors Bureau meeting last week, it sounds like business is booming for everyone. Of course, the weather has been nearly ideal, and so far, we've managed to avoid the drought that's plaguing most of the rest of the country. I was able to sneak out for a one-night campout in the BWCA wilderness with current and former West End residents Corey Belt, Andy Keith, and John Oberholzer. I can see why the visitors are all happy right now. The temperature was perfect, the bugs were non-existent, the scenery was sublime, and of course, the company was excellent. The Oberholzers, who live in Lutzen on Deer Yard Lake, and a number of other West End residents have been busy working as models for renowned photographer Lane Kennedy. Lane, who is no stranger to Cook County, has been hired by the Cook County Visitors Bureau to provide photographs and video for a new comprehensive website that the CCVB has in the works. The crew descended on Sawbill recently to shoot campfire scenes in the Sawbill Lake campground. They chose to use the existing campsite of Kristen Lundgren, who worked at Sawbill with Obie a number of years ago. It was the usual chaotic West End scene, with old friends reconnecting, marshmallows being roasted, camera shutters clicking, stories and jokes being told, with everything happening at once. When darkness finally descended, the film crew rushed off because they had to be up before dawn the next morning to catch the sunrise at Paradise Beach. Never a dull moment here in Cook County. Attention all West End parents. If you have a preschool or kindergarten through fifth grade age child, then mark your calendars for the Birch Grove Community School and Saplings Preschool Dress to Play Open House on Friday, August 24th. From 4 to 7 p.m., and again on Saturday, August 25th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fun activities will include bouncy house and maze inflatables in the gym, an outdoor water balloon battle, free hot dogs from the grill, and cold beverages. Oh, and by the way, it's your chance to tour the beautiful school facilities and meet the friendly and competent staff. You can also check out the brand new outdoor facilities, including a new ice skating rink, warming house, tennis court, playground, and pavilion. Registration materials will be available both days. You don't have to be a child or the parent of a prospective student to attend. Everyone's welcome. Just remember to come dressed to play. You can call Diane Blanchette at 663-0170. Or email her at birchgrove@boreal.org if you have questions. I see that the Cook County Historical Society is soliciting ideas and items to be placed in a time capsule commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Cook County Courthouse. The items must fit through a 12-inch diameter opening, and the interior dimensions of the capsule are 12 inches by 12 inches by 20 inches. The Historical Society is specifically asking for items that represent the different parts of the county. So let's try to get something meaningful in there from the West End. Maybe a Lutzen Mountains lift ticket, or a bottle of pickled herring. The possibilities are endless. It's always important to remember that current events are tomorrow's history. Submit your ideas by email to history@boreal.org. or by calling 387-2883. I've been interested to see the effort of some folks in Two Harbors to start a low-powered community radio station. They've given it the working name of station KTWO. The Federal Communications Commission has changed some licensing rules, resulting in the possibility of starting many more small, low-powered radio stations. The KTWO group is hoping to broadcast local meetings, sporting events, news, weather, and local music. Their early organizing meetings have drawn interest from Silver Bay and Finland as well. With the new broadband technology on the horizon, it's possible they could even construct a cooperative radio service among all the communities in Lake County. The possibilities are exciting, and I wish them the best of luck. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.